Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Our comedian friend Kathleen Dunbar on the phone to program about a half hour from now. She ventured out, tried to get something to eat.
Eating in Vegas.
All right. Brad Williams on Friday, right?
Yeah. Right. And Josh Wolf Thursday.
What day? Today's Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
I really didn't remember.
I did. I had to think for a sec.
And Pete Lee next week. Pete Lee's got a virtual gig on the webs, I guess.
On Zoom. You can Zoom him next weekend.
All right. Cool.
Josh has got a streaming thing going on this weekend.
And Pete Lee, you know, when we talked to Pete a month and a half ago, he beat COVID, him and his wife. Girlfriend, excuse me.
That's right. He had the virus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's two of our comedian friends that we know.
No, Pete. Pete tested negative.
Right? Oh,
they did,
didn't he?
Right. They did. They didn't. They might have had subsequent tests since then. I don't know. But that first one, they said they were negative.
Oh, but how come they were really? It felt like ass for.
But he was sick.
They were both really sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you can. There's many other viruses and diseases
you can have
out
the flu
there
without having the COVID.
And you can test negative and still have the COVID.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, we catch a cold, I'm going to freak out.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Ran him out.
You wouldn't know it here.
Omaha ran him out.
The Gerald R. Ford burst site is much nicer than the Malcolm X burst site.
Yeah.
And you mean the Malcolm X dump site.
Yeah.
And Gerald R. Ford is claims Michigan is home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just born in Omaha, right?
Just like he was here. He left for 3 months or something like that, right? Something, yeah.
His family wasn't run out by the KKK.
No, they weren't. That'd be the...
Malcolm X's was.
Yes.
Was it the KKK?
Yep. Yeah, it was.
I think so.
Yep.
Not a group of racists.
Yeah, it was racist either way.
Good Nebraska values.
Yep.
Yeah, they might not have been card-carrying members of the KKK, but they subscribed to their philosophy.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Megan Fox might be available.
On the market.
Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox parting ways. Apparently they went off to vacation together. When they got back, she said, you know, I'd rather be alone than with you.
Oh. Oh, she said that.
Oh. Yeah.
They broke up a while back, too, before they had kids. And they got back together and they started having
kids. But you know, he's telling everybody, no, it was mutual.
No, that's what he said.
Oh, he did? Okay. Good for him. I hate it when people say, oh, it was mutual. No. Yeah. No, it was probably her idea.
Didn't he put music out in the 90s?
Yeah. Yeah, he tried to do some rap during the 90210 days, right?
Maybe she found out about that.
Yeah.
Or he wanted to put a studio in the basement.
Don't you hate?
Celebrities
hate when they really hate when their stuff's out there, but I think they probably hate it worse now because they know it's not. Nobody cares. Nobody cares in general, but I mean, in happier times, people do care about celebrity news. They do. That's why they do it. But now it's like, oh, don't say that, man. There's a global pandemic. Nobody needs to hear our crap.
Oh, but they are.
I know.
Apparently, since the end of 2019, these two crazy kids have been trying to sort of be apart.
Unconscious coupling. Unconscious uncoupling, right?
Conscious something. Uncoupling.
Yeah. That's what what's-her-face says.
Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right, right.
Adults in the United States.
She broke up with him because Coldplay sucks.
But she knew that going in.
She did. She should have. She might not known have. That. She might not have.
It might have taken her a while to realize.
Play Dylan.
They're a great cover band.
Yeah. So is the Foo Fighters.
At least Chris Martin doing Shelter from the Storm.
That was great. Yeah.
That was good.
Maybe he just kept bringing her new music, and she's like, "You know what?
I'm out.
Check this out. No, I'm not going to.
I got this new song. Done. No. Yep.
It's like, here's a candle. Remember me. Buy this.
Oh, that's right.
She's
got the vagina candles.
Vaginally scented candles.
Yeah.
She's got queefed all over this candle. Take this and remember me. We're done. I never want to hear your band again.
Fish scent.
Adults in the United States are reporting more happiness during the pandemic. A study by Gallup shows less than half of people say that they were worried most of the previous day. That is a drop from almost 60% over a month ago.
Because even some good news is better than none, right?
This was recorded into the middle of May.
Oh, really? Okay.
Says that Americans have less worry.
Well,
as
adjusting.
Some states begin to open up and ease stay-at-home restrictions, about 72% of those surveyed reported general happiness despite the COVID issue that are still increasing in some areas. Researchers say everyone's future emotional well-being may depend on what happens with the disease as more and more parts of the nation try to return to some type of normal, but our happiness index is up a bit.
Yeah, but the COVID has a lot to say about that.
But I think you're right, Todd. I think there's also it's not as new anymore.
Right.
People are adjusting to the reality of things, and you're not as scared of something that's not as unknown.
Right. But we all feel that way. I agree. I totally feel that way. But we don't want to let our guard down.
No,
that's we can't.
Well, we can't. But people are.
Well,
people
okay,
are letting
but
our guard
we
down.
People can't.
I know.
Yeah. I'm talking,
and it's so easy to.
I'm talking about the people that are adjusting, that are just making all these things now part of their new normal.
Right.
You know, hand washing and hand sanitizing and all that stuff.
I mean, I've washed my hands. We've all done all that more than we ever do.
Been beaten down enough. You're just like, well, I guess this is it now.
This is it. I was talking to my dad about that last night. I said, it does suck. Right? I know we're all depressed. I said, but we're all alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's better to be unhappy alive in your house than dead, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it really is, you know. I mean,
at least your family thinks so.
When she interviewed Jerry Seinfeld over Skype on CBS Sunday Morning, he had a good point about it. He goes, when you have a bowl of cereal, it's the best cereal you ever had. You look forward to it that day. Little things like that. Obviously, we'd rather have it normal. We get it. But he was saying, hey, listen, but you're alive.
Yeah.
I liked, but they also played the clip from his new Netflix special.
Yeah, well, before.
Saying, you know, everybody's life sucks. Yeah. Well, I mean, mine less than yours.
Right. Yeah. Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
He had a great line in an interview once about somebody was asking him about it.
But is it worth it if you don't have any freedom?
No.
Wouldn't you rather be dead?
You're right. That's right. I read that.
I don't feel like a lot of freedoms, mine anyway, have been revoked. I'm still free to do a lot of stuff. I just choose not to do a lot of stuff.
Right.
Well, a lot of stuff isn't open.
Yeah, there is nothing to do. I mean, once again, my dad said that they're opening a lot slower in Pennsylvania than here, in his quadrant, you know, his section. They're going to yellow. I don't know what yellow means in Pennsylvania on Monday. And he goes, but there's still nothing you can do. And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I try to be happy every day. I try to do, you know.
Is that on the Star Trek scale? Because red alert is the worst one, and the yellow alert is stay aware.
But I don't know how to. I'm still really not looking forward to anything because nothing's happening.
Yeah. What, are you going to go to the baseball game that's canceled?
Yeah, I'm not going to go to a concert. I'm not going to go to the Funny Bone. I'm not going to go out to eat. So everything's still the same. But Bush is right. It's the new normal, and that's why you're figuring, well, what am I going to do?
Well, it was scarier when it was all brand new, and we, you know, yeah. I mean, we are finding out more and more things every day, yeah. You know, so it becomes a little less scary, and your brain kind of adjusts to it.
But once again, don't let down.
No, no. Yeah.
No, you still got to stay vigilant.
But you're getting used to being vigilant, you know?
I'm afraid a lot of people are just busting wide open, though.
Yeah, there's going to be more and more of that.
I see it.
Oh yeah, somebody's snapping right now.
No, I mean I see people out and about restaurants and
that
bars.
Too.
I see it.
But I see a lot of restaurants and bars that were expecting a flood.
Yes.
And a lot of people are staying home.
Right. We saw somebody on the news the other day talking about that.
Not 100% of the population is confident.
Not being packed the first day they were open.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, no.
Surprised that people didn't show up and just pack the place on the first day. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's not comfortable yet.
Well, most of us are not believing arbitrary dates set by politicians.
No.
And see, that's why I
arbitrary.
I think that is the case. I think the people you're seeing out at restaurants and bars, I think, are the minority.
Oh, I think they are too.
Yeah. I think
I definitely think they are.
Don't minority. Let yourself get caught up in getting mad at those people, because
I'm not mad at
the minority.
I'm just not going. I'm just saying. But I see parking lots full. Restaurants are full.
I think they are the minority. Yeah. People still are staying home a lot.
Yeah, I want to go to that inner tube restaurant, but
there
it's not
go.
Here.
No, that's a
I don't
good,
know how to get to Maryland.
It's a long way.
That's an even longer drive than Yellowstone.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm getting breaking news that it's Nick Allen's birthday.
Today?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
I almost skated through.
My wife just texted me. She's like, it's Nick's birthday. I said, really?
She said,
did you not know?
How's your wife know?
Probably Facebook.
Okay.
I'm guessing Facebook probably told her.
Yeah.
My sister tagged me in something. I think that
she tagged
the jig
me
is
too,
up.
Yeah.
Right.
She tagged me.
She was surprised. She's like, you didn't know it was Nick's birthday? I'm like, no.
No. Happy birthday,
not
Nick.
A clue.
Oh, thanks.
Having a big celebration?
No.
Pandemic birthday.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably have a cocktail in the driveway while listening to, like, God of Thunder or something.
There you go.
Yeah,
the
Facebook
hottest band in the world, man.
Did not notify me, and I think we're Facebook friends.
Yeah, I have it set so my birthday's not on there.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah. Well, at first I had changed it a bunch.
Yeah,
I would put it out in advance so it would be like, okay, just say it's October, and then be like, oh, your birthday's coming up, so you just change it again, and finally it's like, you can't change your birthday anymore.
Did your dad call?
Did
your dad call you yet?
Well, he sent me a text last night.
Oh, remember? Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, I think I did that too. I think I set Facebook to make my birthday private so it didn't show up on everybody's feed every year.
Yeah, how many brothers and sisters you got?
Younger sister.
Okay. Because she just put something on your page.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
I think that's what...
You're the coolest brother she knows.
Only brother.
The only.
Yep.
That's what I figured. There was only one.
That's
Man,
it.
Man, pandemic birthday. What would you have done if there was no pandemic?
Same thing.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say, isn't the cocktail on the driveway in God of Thunder just Tuesdays now?
Yeah. Yeah, the big decision is there's a Chinese restaurant I like to eat at that nobody else in my family likes.
But you.
But we just had Chinese food last week, so I'm like, okay, do I take the one day I can be like, hey,
it's your say.
We're going to eat this.
Yeah, it's always,
but we just had, I don't know.
Well, how about you just tell them, I'm going to go get some from there, and you guys can have whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
It's your that birthday. Be selfish.
Yep, big day.
Yeah, we haven't had one yet. Craig and I got a birthday in August, pretty much a couple days apart. But we'll be back normal by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate that.
And you don't got it's not a big zero one, is it? No, it's not.
No.
Okay, no. So
they're the big ones.
38.
Yeah.
We can all drive by Craig's house and sing happy birthday to him in a car. Nah. Throw cards and balloons at him.
No, we don't know where he lives.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
We'll just have to do that at a bunch of houses then. Right. We'll need extra cards
and
extra balloons.
But we know where Tyler lives, and we can go do that there. We can drive past in a parade.
I don't know where Nick or Puss lives.
I've been to Nick's house, but
yeah,
it was
we're just going
the
to
garage,
your house.
It's
just your birthday that day.
Yeah.
We'll come sing at your
right.
house.
We could probably talk them out of giving up their address, and we could look it up.
I like not knowing where people live. It's
amusing.
It's the weirdest thing. That I couldn't. Somebody said, "Gun in the head, drive me to Craig's house." And let's say some robber, some big massive scheme to get a crime. You know what? We'll kidnap Tyler and we'll take him to Craig's house. And I have to go. I don't know where he lives. You've worked together for 26 years. Yes.
Yeah. Right. I know.
I understand. I understand how stupid this sounds, but I don't know where his house is.
Yeah, how else are they going to get at the massive Evans fortune?
That's true.
I always kid my daughter because it reminds me that my daughter, she wrote a poem like when she was in third grade for school, and I always give her crap. But it's a cute poem, and it's basically what this is. She says, the last two lines of the poem, I have a lot of friends, but I don't know where they live.
Right.
Because she, awesome. At that age, you do have friends. You're in school. You're in kindergarten, but you don't know where they live.
Right.
And she just wrote that poem, and I said, That's me, and I'm not in kindergarten. Nick, I've known for a while. Don't know where he lives.
No
I haven't done the podcast yet.
Well, like
Puss,
you said.
Puss just moved to his house.
We just moved 8 years ago.
What's the perfect excuse to not have to go over there?
See, yeah, that's right.
I come over, but I don't know where you live.
Yeah, there's not. I see everybody every morning, so we don't need to know where people live, but it's still hilarious. That we don't, now, they know where
that's
I live,
great.
And I know where Todd lives. We lived there longer, but Craig's lived in his place for probably how long?
A long
now?
Time.
Yeah.
My poem would read, I have so few friends, I know where they all live.
You don't know where Nick lives?
I have an idea.
Yeah, I got a general,
no, a general idea.
I've been there once, but again, it was in
you
the
were
dark.
There.
I drove there in the dark.
Right.
Because they wanted to record that podcast at like 9 o'clock. My God, who's up that late? Jesus. But I could get you to the area. I could get you within a couple blocks, maybe.
He told me the area, but I don't know. You know. Once again, most people know where people live.
Yeah.
Yeah, no idea where Craig lives.
You get in the car, you drive to your friend's house. We all know how to get there.
I've always thought that was weird in like the first 48 when they'll be like interviewing somebody that's connected to a crime. They'll be like, okay, we're... You need to look at this person. They'll be like, where do they live? And they'll be like, oh, 1874, what?
Right.
Like, you just know their address?
Yeah. I don't know where anybody lives.
Yeah. I know, like, my address, and then that's it.
That's it. And I know some of my old addresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff I've had to, like, fill out on a form.
Mm-hmm.
I've got places I could drive. Like, I could drive you to Richard's house, but I can't be like, oh, his address is,
no,
you know,
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac going to start allowing mortgage payment deferrals for homeowners impacted by the coronavirus.
They announced they're a good company.
Starting as soon as July 1st, homeowners in forbearance can defer payments to be made up at the end of the loan's term without penalty or added interest.
So you don't have to pay for
12 months.
Oh, good. And then they put
tack it
on
the other end.
Tack it on at the end.
They doing it for everybody, or do you have to prove?
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Okay, I don't have that. I have.
I think some of those you have to prove that you've lost income.
That's
because
it.
Of
right. I think everybody would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have a 15, 10, 30-year loan, if somebody told me you don't have to pay for a year and you tack it on at the end, I'd say, cool.
Yeah, I'm not planning on being in my house till the end of the loan term anyway. Who cares?
You pocket that cash then. But you're right. You probably have to prove you're in dire need.
I think you do. Right. Yeah, I think you do.
Like, I want to call my place and see if they're like, hey, what do you think? Why don't all loans have that?
They should do it.
Just in the middle,
that would help.
You get a year off.
That would help. It would help the economy. I think if I had my mortgage money in my pocket, I'd be spending it other places. Believe me.
I think a lot of times in normal situations you can do that, but they like the interest continues to build. This you don't get the interest.
Yeah, because I think there's some finance companies where you can defer your car payment for a few months.
You can put things in forbearance.
Yeah, but it doesn't forgive the loan. It just postpones it.
Yeah, to the end. It puts it on the end. Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were kind of responsible for the 08 crash. So they should be a little nicer now.
Now they've got a big heart. Yeah. I do like how they're starting that in July.
Yeah. Why not now?
This has been going on since March.
Right. Oh, we need June's payments.
Right. Listen here, asshole.
If you don't have it in July, you don't have it now. You know what I mean? You're right.
Yeah. With my money, man.
A South Korean soccer team.
Over there, they just call it a soccer team.
Yeah.
They might just call it football over there.
They
true.
Call it football. Yeah, they do call
they
it football.
Probably do.
Yeah. Over there, over here, they just call it a soccer team.
Yeah, it's football.
Is apologizing for the mannequins they thought would be a workaround and not having fans in the stands. Turns out the mannequins were more adult than they had thought they were. The dolls were manufactured by a supplier for adult entertainment toys, and some of the dolls...
Gaping mouths.
Yeah. And the dolls were holding up signs advertising X-rated websites.
Yeah.
Despite pornography being
dildo. Nothing.
Despite pornography being banned in the country of South Korea.
Oh, my God.
They had the dolls holding up signs advertising X-rated websites. The manufacturer said that they apologized to the club, but the dolls are really just their premium mannequins.
These weren't the...
Looks like they're cheering.
Were these expensive sex dolls?
No.
Or just the blow-up kind?
No. I think they were just...
Their mouths are open, they're cheering.
Yeah. Like, why do all these dolls have frosting on their faces?
Go team. That's what she's yelling right there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.